I am Pastor Jesse G. Erskine, Senior. I come from Liberia. I'm a pastor, and I've been pastor for some 19 years now. And when I was ordained in 1998, I served as a pastor in a parish with 39 congregations. And of course, that was a wonderful experience for me to minister to God's people in very difficult places and hard-to-reach places. But that was an opportunity to also meet God's people, and they were also willing to see their pastors, and that made me happy to preach, teach, and administer the Holy Communion. Yeah. In terms of reconciliation, my first thesis that I wrote for my Master of Arts has to do with the theology of reconciliation in post-war Liberia from the perspective of the cross of Christ Jesus. You know, we fought 14 years of war, and we hurt each other. And of course, there were perpetrators, of course, there were victims. And some of the perpetrators, I have no remorse of conscience for what they did. And so I focused on the victims, and I made a talk about our shared humanity. And especially when you forgive, it's not for the other as much as it is for you. And you were hurt, and when you forgive, you heal yourself. And so, and that is what I'm intending to do when I get back to Liberia, to use this thesis, the concepts developed in this thesis, to help others in the various communities and congregations, so that we can talk about what it means to forgive and what it means to heal ourselves, you know, and what it means to also talk about shared humanity and our community of Ubuntu. You know, I am because we are. You know, that we are one, and we own what has happened, and we can deal with it, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Reformation also was a civil war of sorts. Wars kind of happened out of that.
Yeah, especially the one that happened during the time of Luther, that has to do with the Pisan War, and Luther didn't like a lot of things that happened, and they depended on Luther for setting leadership, and they didn't understand what was happening, and some of them died in that process, of course. But that was, it was kind of a conflation, because Luther went against certain things that did not happen, that did not go down well with others, you know, especially the Catholics, when Luther was teaching about God's grace, and the focus was kind of a redirected from the Pope, not the scriptures, that we kind of take scriptures, you know, as this guy, scripture alone, grace alone, and faith alone. Of course, that did not go well. And it also began a stage of conflict.
Do you think that reformation or change is possible in our world without violence?
You know, we live in an era that the reformation needs to be really completed. Violence in the sense that bodily harm, where we come against one another, kill one another for the purpose of reformation, for me, that is not impossible, but I don't think it is proper. And I think we can disagree to agree, and it is possible that we are different, you know, and in our ideologies we can express that, our differences, and doesn't mean that somebody should hit me or kill me just because I am different in my expression, you know. And when I talk about the Reformation needs to be completed, in that we still embody, you know, in ourselves as we carry out the message of the priesthood of all believers. And I think that has not really touched everyone. And until it touches everyone, we still are kind of reforming.